This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stow.
It is that time. It's time to chat with Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Scott Jago. Today's topic, the magic of radio.
Lay it on me.
I grew up listening to KMOX 1120 AM radio, listening to Cardinals games late at night, going to bed with the song of KMOX, if you will. And I was just reminiscing about that this week as we move on to an FM signal. We're on both 1120 AM and 104.1.
Yeah, 104.1.
FM radio. And it's just very exciting, you know, that you can hear Cardinals baseball in stereo, which is kind of cool. Hearing the crowd, you can really hear the crowd curse really well now. I don't know if you've noticed that. They're like, I noticed you. You can hear them in the background a little better now than you used to.
That's funny.
But I love the sound of AM radio. I love the bassiness of it, especially when you get a crisp, clear signal on a clear day. You're listening to Cardinals baseball, and I have a Philco 1950s 8-transistor radio that still works to this day. And I was tuned in to KMOX 1120 on a Cardinals opening day and, you know, hearing all the songs and old AM. And there's just the warm tones of AM. So I like it.
Yeah, I grew up listening to AM as well quite a bit before you did.
Oh.
But I do remember.
Many years before.
I remember in the 70s, I have specific memories of being in the car with my mom, her having an AM station on and listening to music.
Mm-hmm. I mean, which, yeah, music. You know, programs.
These days, they don't really do music on AM.
Not really.
Because FM sounds so much better in that respect.
Yeah.
But it's nostalgic.
It's definitely nostalgic. It has a nice tone for talking. Good voice.
This is the 100th anniversary of KMOX this year.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, 1925.
Right.
And that's actually where the X comes from.
Yep. X means Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be a part of that tradition.
Yes. There are a ton of stories of people listening to Cardinals baseball all around the country. It's incredible to be a part of that. And growing up listening to radio, I remember the first time realizing the power of KMOX and breaking news. So the Columbia burst in the clouds. KMOX breaking news. I'm Frank Santapati, CBS News, New York. I was in my dad's 1988 Chevy S10. I was listening to AM that didn't have FM radio in this truck. Did not have FM radio,
wow.
Scott Jagow. It had AM only, and it was one of those push-button ones when you hit ka-chunk. Remember that?
Yeah.
When you hit the button, the preset, in a way,
right,
would slam into gear, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, wham, KMOX was in, you know?
Yeah.
And getting that sound and just being in awe of it. I remember we were in Festus. I can't even remember why. I think we went down to Gordon's Stoplight, which is a awesome burger place. Matt Pauly was probably flipping burgers then.
Oh.
He worked there part-time as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Totally side note.
Yeah.
But he might have been flipping me a burger while I was listening to KMOX. Yeah. My dad's truck. We're sitting there in the parking lot eating a Gordon's Stoplight burger and the beautiful french fries and the shake, and there comes the Columbia.
Well, in radio in general, I have lived long enough to hear over and over again about the death of it. Going back to FM versus AM start with. So AM is going to be dead. And then AM, FM in general, both of them killed by satellite radio and then by digital podcasting.
It's going to die out.
All of it.
Killed the radio star.
There you go. That. It has not happened.
Yeah.
People still rely on both FM and AM, which is why it's powerful for KMOX to have both signals.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there are people who prefer to listen one way or the other, and that's fine, and it just increases our reach and versatility. It is a good step forward.
But
it is radio. It's terrestrial radio.
Yes.
It's not digital, right. Just online or whatever, because radio is still important. It's still immediate.
It's relevant.
Relevant, yeah. Immediacy has always been...
Oh, yeah.
The two things are immediacy and intimacy. And the intimacy thing you can definitely get on a podcast. You cannot get the immediacy on a podcast.
No. Podcasts can be great. We podcast everything, so you can listen to it.
They're very valuable tools. Yeah. I'm not denigrating podcasts.
Right, yeah.
Those podcasts suck. We hate them.
No, I love podcasts. I actually listen to them, and I've created many of them. And
we like them.
But radio is, as you were talking about, like the Columbia disaster or 9/11, I remember that was, I was on the air when that happened, and I was the person that told people about it, which was one of the most significant moments of my life. Mm. It was immediate because I had a microphone. That's all I had to do is just turn it on and say something. I think it's appropriate that we are having this new FM signal in our 100th anniversary, because I look back to 1925 and the people that were living then doing radio for the first time. Mm. You know, that was the
emphasis. Pioneers.
You know, like, what could they have imagined it would be 100 years from then? Yeah. So we're here.
And the signal is still here. The signal is like pretty much the same. Maybe, you know, it grew a little bit here and there, and, you know, it was at SLU to begin with and all of that. But yeah, it's still 1120. It's still KMOX.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.